Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. It's law signing season in California, and Governor Jerry Brown is signing more documents than a notary public at a refinancing. The thing is, his signature affects the sixth largest economy on the planet. Sorry, France and Brazil. For this legal roundup, we're going to start with a pressing and continuous problem in California, and especially the Bay Area, the affordable housing crisis. Starting in January of 2017, California will make it easier for property owners to add in-law units, also known as granny flats. The tech term is accessory dwelling units. And things just got a whole lot easier. Here's a housing expert from the Bay Area Council.
It's Matt Regan, and I'm Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Bay Area Council.
Once again, it looks like California is trying to address something that has just been a two-inch headline for a long time. It's the super hot housing market, and it's the lack of affordable housing units. Can you, in your words, tell me what the governor has signed into law?
He signed a bill that makes it much easier for existing homeowners to create second units within their homes, second rental units that then can be used to be placed into the housing market. I think the best analogy I can think of is when we have congestion on our roads and traffic planners look at how best to maximize throughput, the easiest and quickest way to do that is to have carpools, put more people in existing cars. And so we're looking at the housing situation from the same perspective. The best way, the easiest, the lowest hanging piece of fruit to solve the housing crisis is to put more people in our existing homes.
I think in popular parlance, we're talking about like mother-in-law apartments, that kind of thing?
Correct, yes. So they've been dubbed mother-in-law apartments, granny flats, you name it. The technical term is accessory dwelling units. They're accessory to the existing single-family home.
All right, let's do a use case. I'm a homeowner. I have a floor that has been plumbed and whatnot, has its own entrance downstairs, but I need to update it in order to rent it out. What does this law do for me?
For the last 14 years or so, California has had legislation on the books which mandates that every city in the state have accessory dwelling unit ordinances to make it easier for homeowners to build these. It hasn't worked. We took a look at a lot of data from across the state over many years, and homeowners were not building these at the rates that they do in other states where the law is working. So we decided to find out why, and the principal impediments to homeowners were firstly, the bureaucracy, the red tape, the permitting process is too long and too cumbersome. And then secondly, cities were imposing fees, impact fees at very high rates and utility hookup fees, upwards of $75,000 in many instances to permit an accessory dwelling unit. And then there were requirements as well that mandated that the homeowner create an off-street parking spot if they built one of these. These were huge impediments. So what our legislation does is it limits the city's ability to impose fees. If you're converting existing living space, our bill says that living space has already paid its fees when the home was originally permitted and constructed. And if you're adjacent to transit, you don't have to build an additional off-street parking spot. And then we made it so that homeowners can apply for and build one of these on a straight building permit so that that gets rid of a lot of the bureaucracy on the back end. So we're hoping that when the bill becomes law and effective in January of next year, that homeowners will be able to do what homeowners in Vancouver, British Columbia, have been doing for many years and building these in large quantities. About 35% of single-family homes in Vancouver have an accessory dwelling unit, and it's their single biggest source of affordable housing.
You said adjacent to transit in order to avoid the parking pad. What does adjacent mean?
A malleable term, if you will. It's different transit planners have different sort of circumferences of what adjacent means in terms of transit. Our legislation is a half a mile of a transit line or a major bus route where there are two or more buses that intersect.
Okay, fair enough. And you mentioned the law goes into effect January 1 of 2017. Is that still correct?
Correct.
How long has the Bay Area Council been supporting something like this? And what is the Bay Area Council feeling when it comes to leading the charge on something so necessary to quality of life here in California?
Well, Well, as you know, the housing crisis here has reached critical levels. We have been underproducing housing units for quite simply since the mid-1970s. Our population has been growing at a much faster clip than our housing production. And in just the last, between 2010 and 2015 in the Bay Area, we generated over 500,000 jobs, yet we permitted only 65,000 units of new housing. So we're at about 8-to-1 jobs to housing. When you do that, when you create a market dynamic like that, what happens is with all the new people coming here for the jobs we're creating, they're forcing out the less fortunate at the bottom of the income scale. These are the folks who are being displaced and dislocated. So we've been putting a lot of emphasis on the housing crisis for quite a number of years. It's very difficult in California. There are a lot of very entrenched interests who are opposed to major regulatory reform. As you might know, the governor had a major reform this last legislative session to allow housing by right. Very difficult to do for a whole slew of reasons. So we took a look at what is possible, what can we accomplish within the existing political framework. And accessory dwelling units sort of rose to the surface. These were certainly, from our perspective, as I mentioned, 35% of homes in Vancouver have them. There are 1.5 million single-family homes in the Bay Area. If we get to just 10%, that's 150,000 units of new housing, which could come online in very short order. So we think that this is potentially, it's not a silver bullet. It's been dubbed a piece of silver buckshot, but it's certainly an important piece of the solution to this crisis. And we're very optimistic that this will make a considerable difference in the lives of a great many people who are struggling to afford housing here.
Well, let's revisit that math on the radio real quick. And that 8-to-1 ratio of new employees to housing simply is not sustainable. So really happy the Bay Area Council led the charge here. Matt, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jason.
That was Matt Regan. He's Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Bay Area Council. Affordable housing not only eases the white-hot pressure on that market, it also helps homeowners weather economic recessions, keeping them away from foreclosures. And that, of course, keeps the annual tax flow coming in for local governments. Next up in the Golden State Legal Roundup, ransomware. Ransomware is when a hacker accesses a computer or network, holds it hostage with malware, and demands payment to relinquish the attack. Now, that situation has gone from a nuisance and annoyance to a punishable crime. Any ransomware introduced into a computer system, or network is now deemed extortion. And ransomware is not cheap. In the first 3 months of just this year, thieves and cheats cost individuals and businesses $210 million in extorted gains. Compare that to $25 million extorted in all of 2015. And these are FBI numbers. Finally, on the cybersecurity front, California is looking after your online presence after you have died. Once you've shuffled off this mortal coil, your Facebook continues to live, sometimes cropping up on living people's feeds as a potential friendly connection years down the line. The thing is, you're still dead. The legislation known as AB 691 creates an easy and quick way to transfer access and rights to less sensitive information of the deceased. That makes it easier to administrate and possibly sunset various digital accounts. The onus, of course, is still on people to designate or appoint a representative to handle things in the event of a death. For links to the digital accounts legislation in California, check out Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Techonomics. For links to any of this week's segments or any segments we've aired, period, and even some bonus links and even some web-only interviews, check out KGORadio.com/Techonomics. If you have story ideas, comments, or differing takes on things, you can keep up with us socially on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio, KGORadio.com/Techonomics, or on Twitter. Give me a follow. I'm at KGO Jason. For executive producer Mike Anthony and producer Liana Wilcox and all our guests, I am Jason Middleton, and this has been Techonomics. We hope you'll join us next week.